morning, everyone. To make a quite clear point, we started, Joseph Oakes and I, this adventure this spring. We are not remote sensing guys. We are agronomists, but we work in collaboration with breeders, and we want to address their concerns at which are the best indices that they can use to estimate what is the most important for them, and that is yield. Okay, so how am I making this big? Oh, no, I'm just going. Okay. So rationale, why are we doing this? Because everybody else, no kidding. We all know that the breeding approach of selection for yield to come up with improved varieties is good, is working, but it is slow. People have shown that breeding for targeted physiological traits will work as a charm, but measuring ground biomass or NDVI or leaf area index is also slow, as probably these pictures will suggest to you. So we are thinking that modern field evaluations can benefit from low-level aerial imaging platforms, and we are thinking that the RGB images seems to be the most affordable and available. Everybody has a cell phone, right? And actually, I just read a publication in Frontiers of Plant Science of some scientists in Europe showing pretty much the same thing, that RGB are overperforming NDVI indices, and this is concurs with our results, which I'm going to show. So what we wanted to do here was to explore the efficacy of ground and aerial RGB-derived indices for screening wheat and agronomic and physiological characteristics. As agronomic characteristics, yield, very important, biomass. As physiological, NDVI, LNI, and some of the nitrogen use efficiency traits. We used an experiment set up by our colleagues in the wheat breeding program at Virginia Tech, having main effects 12 genotypes, 9 of these being lines of 8 prospective soft red winter wheat biparental mapping population for nitrogen use efficiency, 2 nitrogen regimes, the 67 is low, our recommended for grower nitrogen rate is 134, 2 locations in Virginia, Holland and Warsaw, and we flew at 4 growth stages, as indicated on the picture. So the plots were small, but this is the regular size of the breeding program. Seeding rate 400 seeds, cultural practices just like on the book. Agronomic characteristics. We were interested primarily in the harvest biomass, and that you cannot get from the entire plot, but in this case was taken only from a half meter from one of the inner rows. Yield was, however, taken from the entire plot. Physiological characteristics, very handy for our a wheat breeder, is the NDVI derived from the handheld green seeker, leaf area index, Acupar, light bar, and as nitrogen use efficiency traits, I'm going to report and talk about only 2. They are stability indices, one determined based on yield, low nitrogen versus high nitrogen, and based on aerial green area index. RGB indices. We've got those at the ground at about my height here. I took those personally with a Samsung NX 300 camera in 2 inner parts of the plot of about 0.4 square meters each. The aerial ones we're taking with a Sony Alpha camera from an octocopter, Aztec Falcon. In a waypoint navigation mode with at about 10 meters above with an overlap of 75 to 90. We got the Orta Mosaic with PixFort D software and cropped the plots with ArcGIS. And both images, we then used ImageJ and CMidMaze scanner software to derive the green area and greener area, which is basically the number percent of pixels with a hue values between 60, 120 or 80, 120. This takes care of a yellowish leaves. Take them out. Okay, Casadesus and Villegas, they found out a good correlation between green and greener area and wheat biomass. We did as well. Early on in the season, in particular, when the sample size of the images and of the biomass sample were the same, excellent potential to estimate biomass of wheat. Later on in the season, however, my harvest biomass, they were good estimates, but not as great as during vegetation. This is to be expected because the sample size was not the same. Plants went through a growing season, but you know, here even with the ground NDVI, they are not better. Aerial GA, however, provided the best estimate of biomass, somewhat a little better than the ground NDVI, and quite consistently among the two locations at growth stage 75. Yield was even better estimated by aerial GA, again, then in comparison with ground NDVI, and again at GS75. Ground taken greener area actually gave us a pretty good estimate of yield, but unfortunately we did not measure that here. We will do it this year and in the future. Leaf area estimation from RGB, we found good relationship of all the indices, including NDVI, only at GS75, much better with the RGB than with ground NDVI, quite good with the aerial greener area. Now, we looked at how NDVI, ground taken, relates with the RGB indices, and it relates quite well, pretty much all season long, with a few exceptions that I colored here in red. This is a very dense, cloudy day, almost foggy. Folks, don't go measure when it is foggy, but we didn't have a chance. The locations are quite far apart, and later on in the season, in particular with aerial GGA, where it is a significant loss of biomass on the plants. The aerial versus ground RGB indices, they are really well correlated, with the same exceptions on days with environmental constraints and later on in the seasons when plants are looking like this, from quite green to almost absence plants. This shows the average of aerial green area at low and normal nitrogen treatments, and for each individual growth stage. The small tables below, they show the probabilities for the effect of G, E, and G by E. If you imagine that this means zero, just like NDVI, no plants on the ground, and one is all the ground is covered with plants, you can somehow see what we have seen in the RGB pictures, the variation at different growth stages. G had at low nitrogen content early on in the season was significant. Environment has had a significant effect on also, but the G by E interaction at least at GS75 was not statistically significant, which for a breeder will work when trying to compare multiple location, at least easy the explanation. This is pretty much the same with a greener leaf area. Genotype had a significant effect in on it at low nitrogen content early on in the season, but not later on. Environment occasionally had a significant effect on it, but very important, I think, for a breeder would be the G by E was not hardly not significant. Okay. And this is basically the last table I'd like to show. This shows the yield, the varieties, yield at normal nitrogen, low nitrogen, the probability of genotypic differences taking G by nitrogen treatment in effect, stability index, the same for GA at 75%, probability, a better screening, differentiation, discrimination of the genotypes, really quite good correlated and actually showing up consistent differences between varieties, which are shown here in the summary. Basically, the RGB indices is predicted biomass, leaf area, NDVI, and yield in our wheat genotypes better than the traditional NDVI. However, not under all environmental conditions and not later on in the season. Aerial GA in particular was least correlated with the agronomic and physiological traits when based on images taken later on in the season, but actually we wanted at that time to see whether we can use it to estimate a leaf, green leaf retention on the plants. Both aerial and ground GA and GGA were in good agreement with each other, but not under certain all environmental conditions, not on foggy days. They both differentiated genotypes and their response to nitrogen rates well and better than yield did. The best predictions were at GS 75 for this experiment, and actually the stability indices could pick up genotypes with putatively high and low nitrogen use efficiency. Acknowledgements, collaborators, and co-workers on this work, and thank you for your attention.
All right, so we do have time for questions. Okay, with the RGB imagery, you transformed the color space, and then did you threshold the pixels so maybe some soil pixels were not included in the...
None of the soil pixels. Basically, only the background is turned to black,
Okay. And
only the green pixels are showing up in the images, and they are counted from the background.
Did you apply a similar thresholding to the NDVI?
No, I did not, because a breeder will not do it. A breeder will take the instrument, will go and take measurements, and this is my point.